This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has entered its fourth week, with Russian forces largely bogged down outside major cities and shelling them from a distance, raining havoc on civilians. Officials said a Russian airstrike just before dawn Thursday killed 21 people and destroyed a school and community center in Mariupol near the northeast city of Kharkiv. The governor of the northern city of Chernihiv said Thursday that it has experienced colossal losses and destruction from Russian artillery and airstrikes, with dozens of people killed. The governor said civilians were hiding in basements and shelters without access to utilities. Close to the borders with Belarus and Russia, Chernihiv was among the first Ukrainian cities to come under attack when the invasion began on February 24th. About 280,000 people live there. Russia's UN ambassador says he's not asking for a vote Friday on its resolution on the humanitarian situation in Ukraine, which has been sharply criticized by Western countries for making no mention of Russia's responsibility for the war against its neighbor. Vasily Nebenzia told the UN Security Council Thursday that Russia has decided at this stage not to seek a vote because of pressure from the United States and Albania on UN members to oppose it. But he stressed that Moscow is not withdrawing the resolution. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield responded to Nebenzia's announcement by saying, quote, their farcical humanitarian resolution was doomed to fail. She said if Russia really cared about humanitarian crises, it could simply stop its attacks on the people of Ukraine. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Despite distractions from the conflict in Ukraine, the Associated Press reports diplomats trying to salvage what is left of the 2015 Iran nuclear deal and have been forging ahead with negotiations. Now they report that they're near a deal that would bring the United States back into the accord and bring Iran back into compliance with limits on its nuclear program. After 11 months of on-and-off talks in Vienna, U.S. officials and others say only a very small number of issues remain to be resolved. Meanwhile, Russia appears to have backed down on a threat to sabotage any agreement over Ukraine-related sanctions. That threat had dimmed prospects for a quick deal. That leaves an agreement, or at least an agreement in principle, up to political leaders in Washington and Tehran. But as has frequently been the case, both Iran and the U.S. say those decisions must be made by the other side. Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he is open to running again. The AP's Ed Donahue has more.
6 months ago, Cuomo resigned over allegations of sexual harassment. He has denied the allegations.
It did break my heart to see that government could be used for bad purposes.
In a campaign-style speech in the Bronx, the former governor says cancel culture forced him out.
Cancel? The cancel culture. Yeah. That's not who we are. We're Americans. Our cancel culture mentality today is like modern-day stoning.
Cuomo wouldn't say whether he's thinking about challenging Governor Kathy Hochul, his former lieutenant governor.
I have a lot of options open, and I'm considering them.
On Twitter, Lindsay Boyland, a former senior aide who was the first person to publicly accuse him of sexual harassment, called Cuomo shameless and unaffected by his ethical lapses and moral failings. I'm Ed Donahue.
A Cambodian court Thursday convicted exiled opposition leader Sam Rainsy and 20 other opposition figures and activists of treason and other charges. It's a ruling that's questioned by human rights advocates. The court in Phnom Penh sentenced Rainsy and seven exiled leaders to 10 years in prison in absentia. Rainsy is a co-founder of the disbanded Cambodia National Rescue Party and a critic of Prime Minister Hun Sen. He's been in exile since 2016. The charges are linked to Rainsy's 2019 planned return to Cambodia, which was blocked by the government. And revisiting our top story, Russia's invasion of Ukraine has entered its fourth week. Russian forces are largely bogged down outside major Ukrainian cities and shelling them from a distance, which is making life awfully difficult for Ukrainian civilians. You can keep up on all the Ukraine news at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.